Today's shiur is sponsored by an anonymous donor. To help sponsor the shiurim and keep them coming on a regular basis, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or click on sponsor a shiur link or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN @gmail.com. We're up to Perek Yud Gimel Seif Ches on page Kuf Samach Tes in the new print of the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa. We were in the middle of talking about the halachas of fire, making them larger, smaller, turning on and off on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Seif Ches begins, Af be Yom Tov also l'chabos eish b'chol derech shehi. On Yom Tov is prohibited to extinguish a fire in any fashion. And that includes shutting off an electric appliance or something electric on Yom Tov. Then he says in parentheses, some type of primus stove they have in Eretz Yisrael, that he states that it is usher to regulate the air valve to the point where the fire would go out by itself, is also usher. Valkeni says, so too, Yizarj, lo lizrek gafra bayar, you have to be careful not to throw down a lit match. El yanichenu bezehirus ba'ofen sheyichaveh me'elov, put it down carefully in a fashion where it would go out by itself. Also, Yizarj, lo lina'er hasasigarya kidei lahasir sa'afer, you can't shake off a cigarette to knock off the ash that's at the end, because that's burning from it, and you're putting that out. You have to be careful not to cover a bowl of a pipe, because that will also snuff out the air and cause the fire to go out. You have to be careful not to step on a lit cigarette. So any of these types of fashions which would be putting the fire out is prohibited. Sif tes, gam aktonas eish hi b'chol kibui, not only is putting out the fire prohibited, but even making a fire smaller. V'alkein asur b'yamdiv, therefore it's asa yamdiv. V'alkein, therefore, k'shebo lo'hizev neft l'psilo elum nerik k'shem bu'eres. Says, therefore, if you're coming to add paraffin or oil to a lit fire, al yetzi es ha'psilo kula min ha'mechal, you shouldn't remove the wick totally from, you know, the glass it's in. El yashir sakteh tovel benef chenisha. Leave a little bit of the edge of the wick still in it. Kshabal lahadlik minaris nefte psilo biyamtiv. If you're coming to light from one candle to another candle, you know, from, you know, a one of these wicks that work with paraffin or something like that. Yasim lev lahalis chila rak mat min apsilo. Be careful to only lift up a small amount of the wick. Achkach yadlik v'yitin ba'ez glul ha'schuches v'yalas ha'psila rak achashit yivar. And then light it and be careful with the wick in the glass cylinder and lift up the wick after it's already burning, because pen tehel halahava gedoyla midai v'harei asiyir lahamnich ha'psula ha'bayeres. If you lift the wick up, whenever you have a wick in oil or wick in the paraffin, the larger the wick, the greater the flame. So worried that if you lift up the wick too much when you're lighting it, the flame is going to be too large. You're going to want to make it smaller. You're going to push the wick down to make the flame smaller. That's usher. So he says, therefore, be careful when you're playing with the wick and adding, you know, fuel, that you don't lift the wick up too high. That would give you too large of a flame that you'd want to have. Ulam vada shei mutul lahan mechas alav shei gedoyla midai. If the flame is too big and something's going to burn, k'sheish chashash aglu aschuches yishacher, if you're worried that the glass cylinder is going to get black, it's not bait, so it's going to crack, v'er hamaner yipogum, and therefore you're not going to get any fire out of it, any light, so you'll be allowed to smallen it for that purpose. Therefore, if it was done and you have a problem later, you could lower it. But one should not raise it knowing he's going to have to lower it, right? If the whole purpose is really to have it smaller. So he should not raise the wick as he's preparing this glass too much so he doesn't cause any problems later. If you'd, v'chein mutter lahan mich b'yomtev es halahove shal kirei gaz So too it's permitted on Yom Tov to lower the flame of a fire on a stove if there's no other smaller fire available, and if there's no other fire that could be lit in a smaller fashion, which means to say that the only way you can lower the flame, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Shmuel Shabbos Kolchos, is if that's the only way to be able to cook this food that you're cooking on it. It would seem from this that he holds you better off doing eish me'eish and starting another smaller fire better than to lower this flame. So if the flame is large, you have no other flame available, and if you leave it on the food on the fire, it's going to burn the food. It's going to get ruined. And the water will boil out. If you're just worried that the pot's going to get a little black on the inside, or the food on the tips will get burnt, you'll call it a crusty, that's not a good enough reason, he says, to lower the flame. But if you go to Sifkot Nun Aleph at the bottom, he says, "Ach shemati magrinim shloim mizalm in Erbach." He says, "He heard from Shem mizalm the dafke begavne shloiyah tashul kolkach noyer who dechoshiv keini shav lechol nefesh." Dafke, when the food won't be as nice, won't be as perfect, do you say it's not a dava shav lechol nefesh that's necessary to lower the flame? Avil machel kshenechach tzas loyiyah toiv kolkach lemaichel. But lemais, if you leave it on this large flame, there's going to be part of the food that's going to become no longer gishmak to eat. You don't have to ruin that food. That's considered echel nefesh, and that would permit the flame to be lowered. Because that you're doing mamish for the food. That's more than machshir echel nefesh. Valachas kam v'kama back, second to bottom line on page kuf ayin. Valachas kam v'kama she'osu lasis kein im kavanose ba'aktonis ha'lohov hi'rak ed elum noyehev simam. So then surely you can't lower the flame if the only reason why you're doing so is because you want to use less gas. You want to save money, so you want to lower the flame. Says so that's definitely awesome. Aval ein lahaktin, the top of kuf ayin aleph amar aleph. Avalein lahaktin es achum shebeplate bekiraim chashmalois e betanu hachashmalai. An electric stove or an electric hot plate, you may not lower the flame no matter what on Yom Tov. Gamim kavanosu shetav shashalel lo yikadech, even if you're trying to not burn the food. Mnei she mekivin shepulozu geremes bederach klai, says that generally speaking, how do electric hot plates and electric stoves work? So he explains the kibush al chut mulubin al pam gam lavarosa shal chut chashmalai acher. Very often what happens is that there's more than one element. There's a large element and a small element. By raising it and lowering it, you could be shutting off totally one element and turning on another element. It's separate elements very often. It's not like a gas flame where it's one flame that's either larger or smaller, but there's various elements. And therefore, he says, one may not definitely raise or lower an electrical hot plate on Yom Tov. Sif Yud Aleph, Mechal Gaz Shin is Reikin. Let's say you have a gas canister that's emptied. And so now there's no flame left because there's no gas left. So Mutal Lisker is Barzai. So then you could close the spigot. So too, you could open a second, let's say you have the flame on, you have a gas canister, it's emptying out. So you could open a second gas canister, so more fires come through. He says one should try not to unscrew or screw on a fresh gas canister to one of these appliances that run with gas canisters on Shabbos. So let's say you have a barbecue grill, for argument's sake. Right, so let's say the gas canister on the gas grill runs out, so you could shut the flames now on the top. Once the flames go out, you could shut it because you're not doing any mice, right? Or for whatever reason, let's say the wind put out the flame, you can then shut off the gas. All it was coming out of the gas. But he says here not to change the gas canister, the chatchila, if possible, on Yom Tov. Sif Yud Beis. Also, Liskor is Baza Shal Mechel HaGaz B'Shal She'ej De'Lekes B'Kirayim Mufalim. Let's say you have a fire running, right, on a barbecue grill. Let's use that as our example. And you're going to go turn off the gas canister. As soon as the gas gets through the system, the fire is going to go out. That's also to do. Shekein Yesh B'Kach B'Shem Kibui. That's the Isser of Kibui. V'Os Lasken Gam B'Ber Shal Mechel HaGaz U'Rochik B'Na Kirayim Mufalim. So it's not only if it's the way our typical gas canisters, our barbecue grills work, that it's right there. Even if there's a long distance away. So you might say, oh, it's only a grumma because there's already a lot of gas in the system. No, that's you're not allowed to do. For Efshel Lahavi B'Shol Shein Eish Der Lekes B'Kirayim Mat Min Agash HaMechal HaMolim Mechal HaReik Emyeish Kizeh V'Lizkor Es HaMechal HaMolim Shtamish Mat Agash HaMu'uva Kach She'esh Tichab Me'Elah Achiz Man Kotzeh. But he says maybe it's permitted. Lahavi b'shosh ein eish lekes b'kirayim at a time when the fire is not lit on a stove, right? And you have a large gas canister, and the fire went out. Let's just say, and you want to switch it, that it should get it from a gas canister that's going to run out sooner. Or let's say you have two canisters that are hooked up to the same system. So you'll open up the smaller canister. The canister has less left is open, and you're going to shut off the big canister. So that if the smaller canister is empty, it will go out. So that's a grumma. Says there could be makel, but you can't do it that any more direct than that. So you can't just shut off a single gas canister. But let's say you have a double gas canister on this, so you don't want the second canister to be used when the first canister runs out. So then you could shut off the second canister. So if you'd gimbal the bottom of page go fine out, the khatkhila ein la hadlik boyfen kavu kiri gas with the kavonas. This place alay mayim bigmar mulakhas abishul kedai shamay migalshum ever. We surely akadere kishir sikhay. One should not le khatkhila put a pot on the fire with the kavana that it's going to overflow at the end of the cooking, you know, put too much water in so that when it overflows, it will put out the fire, you know, automatically. And the fire will go out. That will be the issue of gram kibui. Ulam badim karish shachach l'chabis as a gas bear of Yom Tov. But if someone forgot to shut the gas in there of Yom Tov, abdievenim tov hidlik as a gas bear of Yom Tov. Or he by mistake lit a gas flame in Yom Tov. V'yesh b'zemeshim hefsed nicker. And there's going to be a great loss. Mutter ligreim l'kibu ha'gaz ba'efen aniska. Then one could do that. One could put a pot on the fire that, you know, that when it cooks, it's going to bubble over. V'vach yischav l'hanas men amayim sh'mecham Yom Tov. But you have to make sure that you do something to have hanah and benefit from the water you cooked. You can't just cook water to overflow because you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov something that you don't need for Yom Tov. So if you cook the pot, you fill the pot up so well that when it cooks, and you're going to use the water, but it will also overflow to put it out. So in case of hefsid, or it was a b'dievet, one could be seimich on such a thing. However, one has to be careful. It's definitely prohibited to move the pot. You can't lift the pot or move the pot in a way that you're spilling the water over. And that's causing the fire to go out because that's mamish kibui b'yadayim. So that's definitely aser. But where it's not kibui b'yadayim, where it's kibui al yaday, the fire heating up the water to the point where the water is going to spill over. So one should not do that l'chatchila. But if necessary, in the case of big hefset, one could be soimich on that. Today's shir is sponsored by an anonymous donor. To help Kipti Shurim coming on a regular basis, please take the opportunity to sponsor in memory or Fushleimo or the likes, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor share or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com for more information how you can take part in this Harbotzes HaTorah.